And we're going to the Canary Islands next, La Palma, where the lava from a volcano which erupted on Sunday is still making its way towards the sea, destroying land and hundreds of homes on its way. We can talk to journalist Barbara Belt, who's there now. Barbara, you travelled there on Monday night by ferry and by car. Will you describe the scene?
Yes, it's at the present, it's still dark here. There's a certain amount of chaos. More roads are being closed. The current situation is that the air quality is not good. The amount of ash and dust that can be found on just about every surface is definitely increasing. And the smell of the sulfur dioxide in the air is not good. I, in fact, woke up to speak to you a while ago and have waited here purely to do that. And I'm pulling out. I'm moving away now. There have been warnings on most of the media to tell people to be very, very careful. What else can I tell you? The lava flows have slowed down considerably. They were moving at 700 meters an hour. They've slowed down to 200 meters an hour now. This is giving some kind of opportunity to at least to try and take measures to divert the lava flows. It seems a little fruitless, but I suppose it has to be tried because it's moving more slowly, because it's easier to predict where it's going. Some groups of firefighters and civil defense workers are in with big earth moving machinery trying to drop the surface of some of the land so that it channels away from centers of population. Whether or not that'll be successful remains to be seen. The lava flows still haven't reached the sea. Last night, the noise of the volcano was extraordinary. There was definitely intensified movement last night in terms of sound levels, frequency of eruptions. There's a constant lava flow being thrown into the air, but it goes up and down. It's a bit like turning the gas up and down on the cooker. You know, the flame will die and then there'll be an enormous boom, which sort of shakes the ground around it, and up it shoots again. Those are the things that are happening.
It's extraordinary what you're describing, and the scenes must be remarkable to witness. I know that a lot of land, a lot of crops have been destroyed, people's homes, people's animals and pets all lost. I mean, the scale of destruction, albeit no human life has been has been destroyed, is immense.
The cost, if nothing else, last evening was being talked about at 450 million euros to date. We're talking about a landscape which is, if you can imagine, a rock wall, for a better way of putting it, which is the side of an old crater, an ancient crater. And below that, there's a fairly large, gently sloping plain that goes down to the sea. And this is a very, very fertile plain, and it's exactly on the wall of this Cumbre Vieja, the old peak that the volcano has exploded. And so what's happening is the lava is making its way down the side of the rock face and then over the fertile plain at the bottom. And at the beginning, it seemed as if things would be far more straightforward than they are now, because there was one principal lava flow. It was moving fairly quickly. It was going where everybody expected it was. It was taking the lowest point and it was heading down towards the sea. As that main lava flow cooled, it constituted a barrier for other parallel lava flows that came out after it, which sort of diverged outwards, and it sort of widened. The lava flow, was widened, and the potential area for damage was increased. And this fertile plain is mostly given over to the cultivation of bananas. That's a fairly large scale agricultural endeavor in these parts. It's terraced land. Some of the images that have been seen on social media and news media have been of the irrigation tanks, the water holding tanks, the lava hitting them and Very dramatic consequences. So the irrigation systems, of course, are down. And the other industry, agricultural endeavor that's interspersed with this, apart from the large-scale banana growing, are small fincas with largely goats. There's a very, very, or there was a very, very healthy small cottage industry in this part of La Palma of goat cheese and goat milk. People are finding it very difficult to access their fincas. There have been lots of moving stories of police going in and coming out with goats over their shoulders, animal rescue going on. It is becoming, I wouldn't say increasingly chaotic, but increasingly complex
Yeah, it sounds
to
like it.
deal with the,
Barbara, you paint a very vivid picture for us, and we thank you for it. And safe home and a safe journey from La Palma. Thank you very much.